This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done, outfit stunner, and my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and deeply moisturizes with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3 complex. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. After the horrific Parkland, Florida school shooting in February of 2018, Marjorie Stoneman Douglas became a household name for all the wrong reasons. But let's take a look today at the woman for whom the high school was named. Marjorie Stoneman Douglas undertook a legendary 50-year crusade to save the Florida Everglades. Born in Minneapolis in 1890 and educated at Wellesley College in Massachusetts, Douglas moved to South Florida in 1915 after a brief and disastrous marriage to join her father, who was editor and founder of the newspaper that would become the Miami Herald. She was an accomplished journalist, short story writer, and an outspoken advocate for women's suffrage, anti-poverty campaigns, and ultimately the cause that would make her famous, the Everglades. Douglas's 1947 Ode to Those Wetlands, The Everglades, River of Grass, was published the same year that President Harry S. Truman dedicated the Everglades National Park. Long before environmental scientists fully understood the fragility and interconnectedness of the Everglades ecosystem, Douglas railed against efforts by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to drain and divert parts of the sprawling wetlands to make room for agricultural and urban development. These efforts continue today. The school was dedicated in 1990 when Douglas was 100 years old and still going strong. With her book, Douglas provided a new way of understanding the 1.5 million acre wetlands preserve. Rather than seeing it as merely a sprawling swamp, Douglas rightly described the Everglades as a massive, slow-moving river of shallow water, draining north to south from Lake Okeechobee down through the sawgrass prairies and emptying into the Florida Bay. In moving prose, Douglas wrote of the hundreds of species of birds, fish, and flora that thrived in the precariously balanced ecosystem of the Everglades, the largest subtropical wilderness in the United States. She rightly recognized that this area was largely responsible for the rainfall in South Florida. Her book begins, "There are no other Everglades in the world. They are, they've always been, one of the unique regions of the earth. Remote, never wholly known. Nothing anywhere else is like them." tireless and often intimidating advocate, she founded the organization Friends of the Everglades at age 79 to fight a proposed jet port in the middle of the wetlands. The airport plan was scrapped, and Douglas spent the rest of her life defending the Everglades. John Rothschild, who edited her 1987 autobiography, Voice of the River, described her in the book's introduction as she appeared at a public meeting in Everglades City in 1973. Mrs. Douglas was half the size of her fellow speakers, and she wore huge dark glasses, along with the huge floppy hat that made her look like Scarlett O'Hara as played by Igor Stravinsky. When she spoke, everybody stopped slapping mosquitoes and more or less came to order. Her voice had the sobering effect of a one-room schoolmarm's. The tone itself seemed to tame the rowdiest of the local stone crabbers, plus the developers and the lawyers on both sides. There are two seasons in the Everglades, the dry winter and the monsoon summer, and scientists now understand that seasonal fluctuations in water levels are key to maintaining the delicate equilibrium between competing plant and animal species. But that balance has been dangerously disturbed by decades of habitat loss and short-sighted water management tactics. The river of grass is no longer a free-flowing sheet of water, but sliced up and boxed in by dams and dikes, creating floods in some areas and drought in others. Congress passed the Comprehensive Everglades Restoration Plan back in the year 2000, but the funds to implement the plan were never secured. In the meantime, Lake Okeechobee, historically the water source that fed the southward flow of the River of Grass, has become hopelessly polluted, largely by agricultural runoff. In 2016, high levels of phosphorus and nitrogen in the lake caused a toxic algae bloom that prompted the governor to issue a state of emergency. Eric Eichenberg, CEO of the Everglades Foundation and one-time student at Douglas's namesake high school, says that Congress will have to reauthorize funding for the restoration, but that if everything goes well, the River of Grass could be restored in as little as 8 years. He believes that Douglas, who died in 1998 at the age of 108, would be energized by the effort. Among Douglas's many honors and awards was the Presidential Medal of Freedom conferred by Bill Clinton in 1993. In the year 2000, she was posthumously inducted into the National Women's Hall of Fame. Douglas's ashes were scattered in the Everglades National Park over the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas Wilderness area. Today's episode was written by Dave Ruse and produced by Tyler Klang. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. For more on this and lots of other persevering topics, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com. And for more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done. Outfit stunner. And my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and deeply moisturizes with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3 complex. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.